Welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy, the podcast that empowers you to transform life's challenges into opportunities for personal growth and healthier relationships. We're your hosts, Tim and Ruth Olson, licensed marriage and family therapists and trauma experts.
As experienced therapists with backgrounds in addressing trauma and mental health disorders, we believe there is hope and there certainly is healing.
We have spent our lives supporting people through the ups and downs, and we want to share these insights with you. Together, we'll unravel the layers of personal growth, healing from trauma, and building healthy relationships. Each week, we'll bring you engaging conversations, expert insights, and practical strategies to help you heal from the past, foster healthy communication, and develop enduring love.
This podcast is your guide to transforming adversity into triumph, healing wounds and past trauma, gaining wisdom and insight, and creating meaningful, fulfilling connections. So if you're here to heal, to better understand yourself or your relationships, you're in the right place. So sit back, get comfortable,
bring your trauma and your drama,
and let's start healing.
Welcome to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We're excited to have you here with us today. Now, in honor of it being springtime, we're going to be discussing the psychology behind why cleaning is beneficial to our mental health. And then we're also going to talk about different types of cleaners that are out there, and then some practical tips on how to actually accomplish the goal of cleaning your spaces. Now, before we get started, if you haven't already left us a review on Apple Podcast, please take a few minutes and write us a review. It helps our podcast grow and helps other people who might benefit from this to be able to find us. All right, so let's jump right in.
All right, so here we are with spring cleaning in full force. And this last week, I was part of a group who we just did a decluttering challenge. And each day of the week, there was a different space that we were organizing. And really not organizing, decluttering. And I think that's a big piece of it, is that recognizing that decluttering and organizing are significantly different. Before you organize your space, you really want to first declutter that space. And it was so nice just to be able to go through this challenge, because there was a group of people where we did this accountability, and the first day we tackled something in our kitchen, and we all did it at different levels. So some people just tackled a space, like just this corner area on my kitchen counter, or this one drawer, this one junk drawer or the utensil drawer, and they just did that. And then others did their entire pantry or their entire kitchen. So it really didn't matter if you were decluttering just one drawer or your entire kitchen for that day, because their schedules are all different. And some of the days that we were doing this challenge, I was really busy and I could only do a very small space. And other days, I took full advantage of it and tried to do as much as I could. And at the end of the week, it felt really good for me because of multiple things, right? It felt like I've accomplished something, then I was able to look at different spaces and really see it decluttered and cleaned out. And a lot of these things were things that I've been meaning to get to, right? If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know the differences in Tim and I in our personality and our traits and different things that maybe we struggle with. And a lot of times I have a lot of things on my plate that I'm like, oh, I've been meaning to get to that. Where for Tim, if there's something he wants to do, he just goes and he does it. And so this was really a big accomplishment for me to feel like, okay, I did all these different spaces and I really made some progress. So as we start off, let's just look at how can cleaning affect your mental health. And one of the ways that it affects your mental health is that there's a reduction of stress and anxiety.
Oh, absolutely. Research really shows that a clean environment can reduce stress and anxiety. And actually, when you're in a space that is cluttered, they can see that there's increased cortisol or stress hormones that are in your body. So it's not just a habit that we do because we should do it. It's something that can also cause us to just feel better. I remember I was talking to a client one time, and she was saying like, oh, I don't make my bed because I'm just going to be getting into my bed later on. And so I'm going to mess up my bed later. So why bother making my bed if I'm just going to get into it? But then Ruth, I think you told me one time that when you make your bed, it makes your room look 70 to 80% more clean. Now, for something that's such a simple task to do, to increase the perception of clean and organization in your room by 70 to 80%, especially if that can reduce your stress and feelings of anxiety, it's a proposition that's well worth the effort.
And actually, there's a YouTube video that I really like, and we'll make sure that we post that in our Facebook group. But it was at the University of Texas in 2014. There was a commencement address speech by Admiral McRaven, and he talks about just life and his training in the Navy SEALs and lessons that he learned. We'll make sure that we link that in the Facebook group. So if you're not a part of our Facebook group, make sure that you go and you click on that link and join there. And when you look at Tim and I, and we'll talk more about personalities and the differences between the way we clean later on, but I definitely am one that I can tolerate more clutter than Tim can. It's one of those things when we talked about back, gosh, probably a while ago, when we were talking about the Myers-Briggs personalities and the differences between the J and P, that for J's, you need to have that external world organized and you have more freedom in that internal world. Whereas for P's or perceivers like myself, I want more freedom in the external world and my internal world is a little more organized. But if you look at my desk, you wouldn't say, oh my gosh, she is so organized. It's one of those things where if you ask me, hey, where are the scissors? If you looked at my desk, you wouldn't think that I am organized or knew where things are, but I can tell you exactly where those scissors are. Or if Tim were to ask me, hey, we got the vehicle registration renewal, where is that? I can tell you exactly where that is. And so there's an organization in my mind that's happening, but I have more freedom in that external world, which looks a little more unorganized and cluttered to others. But I would even say that as we were going through this week and things were cleared out and spaces were just kind of cleaned up and organized, I did feel lighter throughout the process.
Another way that cleaning is beneficial for your mental health is that it can help give you a sense of control. Now, there's lots of things that we are not in control of. So how other people interact with us, the world at large, political things that are happening, world events that are happening. There's so many things that we are just not in control of. But when you are feeling a little bit overwhelmed, taking some time to organize and clean your own space can help give you more of a sense and feeling of control. And so even though all those problems I mentioned before still exist and they're still out there, you're able to see yourself taking charge over your own environment and the things that are immediately around you and changing that. And then that can just give you a greater sense of peace.
And this next one really ties hand in hand with the reduction of stress and anxiety. It's mood improvement. So as you're reducing stress and anxiety, you can see an improvement in your mood and just really an overall sense of well-being. As you're cleaning, you are releasing different endorphins that contribute to that sense of satisfaction and happiness. It really gives that tangible feeling of accomplishment and, like Tim just talked about, that sense of control. And I know that I experienced that this week as, like I said, there are a lot of these areas where I've been meaning to get to. And so every time I'm in that area, if it feels cluttered to me, and it's one of those things where I know, like, ah, oh, I've been meaning to get to this, there is a sense of like guilt or failure and always feeling overwhelmed and behind on things. And so this week when I really tackled a lot of the things that have just been sitting there or I've been wanting to get to, I felt that sense of accomplishment. And also I felt less overwhelmed because these are things that have just been on my to-do list or on my plate for a long time. And they're in the back of my mind taking up more space. And so as I tackle it, I do feel that sense of accomplishment. So one of these tasks that have just been sitting there is a dresser that I bought on Marketplace really about 5 months ago. And it was right around the holidays, so things had gotten busy. And Tim was so sweet and he sanded it and got it all ready for me to get done. But then we had friends over for the new year and I thought, okay, after that, I'm going to get to it. And then we started back at school and we started to get busy and it was just kind of sitting there. And I know that it was sitting there. It was always in the back of my mind. And every time I pass it, is really this sense of kind of guilt and failure, like I was talking about, that I haven't gotten to it yet. So this week as part of the kids' space, because it's a dresser for my kids, that's what I really jumped in and tackled. And so I've been working on staining it and getting it done. And it looks really great. And so now every time we walk past it, there is that sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. And every once in a while, I'll have Tim come over and say, hey, what do you think about this? And I'm excited to show it to him. But I think, man, that took me 5 months to do. But as I'm getting it done, I can see the difference in my mood.
Actually, it's very funny that you said that, because what you're noticing is that you're getting multiple payoffs from the one activity, where you had done this one thing, and now every time you see it, it feels better each time. Because I had this queued up in my brain, I wanted to talk about this. I remember one time our garage was really cluttered, and I went and I just cleaned it from top to bottom, organized everything, put everything away. And every time I went into that garage for probably about the next week after, I was always pleasantly surprised because my mind had become accustomed to the clutter that was in there. And so every time I walked in and I saw that it was clean, I'm like, man, that looks good. And so every time I was seeing that, I was getting this continuing benefit from that one activity of getting it cleaned and organized. And actually, when you're cleaning the room and you're cleaning the shelves, that's actually a place where I think you're going to get that continued benefit from being able to see those clean shelves all the time too, because like, oh, they're organized now. It's only got things on there that are supposed to be on there. Some of the decorative pieces, some of the things you're storing up there, all that kind of stuff. So that looks really good. Every time we walk in, we're going to see that. Now, I will say sometimes a little bit of a downside, especially if you have kids, is sometimes you clean something and then immediately after it's dirty again. And so then you might not be getting that continual benefit from some of the things that you're cleaning and organizing, but putting it off or delaying it because your kids are likely to just make it dirty or messy again is only going to compound the problem and then make it harder to clean in the future. So another beneficial thing about cleaning and organizing is that it can improve your productivity and focus. So when you're in an organized space, because there's nothing there that distracts you, or there's no thoughts about, man, I really should clean, or thoughts of, oh man, this doesn't really look good, you're really able to then hone your mind in on what it's supposed to be focusing in on. If you're trying to do some work or you're trying to finish a project or something like that, you're able to dedicate more of your mental energy straight to that project that you're working on because there's nothing distracting you in your space.
And I think another piece of it is it really helps streamline your process. So it makes it easier to be able to find things, and you're reducing your time wasted and you're increasing your efficiency. Because a lot of times if I go downstairs to my desk and I'm working on my Cricut, where sometimes I need a bigger space to work on the mat, it's kind of like what Tim says. I go downstairs and instead of just clearing that one space, I get distracted easily and I think, oh, I need to move this in order to make room. Oh, I also need to put this away. And I start cleaning the area and clearing that area out. And then that wastes a lot of time of what I want to be doing. So just having that area clean and clear of distractions and knowing where things are really does help to streamline that process.
Yeah, and I do think, especially for procrastination, a lot of times we procrastinate a task that's difficult and we're uncomfortable with it. And so if there's an easier task that's available to us, a lot of times we're going to choose that task instead. So if you have a mentally taxing task that you have to do versus, hey, I can clean up and organize this space, your brain is going to want you to do the easier one. It's going to want you to lean into that easier task. But then the problem is then that steals energy and focus from the more difficult task. But then you have used that energy and focus on the easier task. So when you come back around to try to do that more difficult task, you now have less focus and energy left to be able to complete that difficult task. So if you have already done the cleaning and it's already organized, when you sit down to do that task, now there's less things to distract yourself with.
And the last benefit that we'll talk about today is it improves relationships. Because a lot of times with different personalities, cluttered spaces can be a source of tension among different people in the house, whether it's your spouse or with your kids, or if you have other family members. Most people aren't upset that it's clean. Most people are upset because one person wants it clean, the other person is just kind of leaving it cluttered and chaotic. And so it really does reduce that tension and stress overall between relationships. But another thing is maybe you'd be more apt to inviting someone over or having different friends over and relationships built if you didn't feel so stressed about the space being cluttered or being able to just tidy up real quick. And not that you have to have everything in order and tidy, but I do think sometimes people aren't inviting friends over to their house because they feel like it's messy or they're embarrassed by it. And so as much as we don't want it to impede on relationships or social interactions, it totally does. And so as we look back at what we talked about today and some of the benefits of cleaning and decluttering, Let me just review them all for you really quick. So the first one was reduction of stress and anxiety. The second was having a sense of control. The third benefit was improved mood and overall well-being. The fourth was improved focus and productivity. And this last one was improved relationships. So in the next episode, we're going to continue on the springtime cleaning topic, and we're going to talk about different personalities and different ways people clean. All right, you guys, have a great day. And remember, your mind is a powerful thing. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode and found it helpful. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? Also, we'd love for you to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It lights us up to know that this podcast is helping you.
If you have any questions or a topic you'd like discussed in future episodes, visit our Facebook group. Just click the link in the description below. Although we are mental health providers, this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to provide diagnosis or treatment. If you are struggling with persistent mental health issues, chronic marital issues, or feeling hopeless or suicidal, you are not alone. Help is available. Please seek professional help or call the National Suicide Hotline at 988.
Thank you again for joining us on Mr. and Mrs. Therapy. Remember, there's always hope and there's always help.